Exclusive. Lauren Boebert, Democrats play the victim to distract from southern border, medical mandates. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 31, 2021. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that Democrats play the victim to distract from their policies on medical mandates and the U.S. southern border, among other issues. "We are taking back the majority in 2022. It's not going to come easily," Boebert told Breitbart News last week at Turning Point USA's America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona. "We need to continue to message to the American people about the agenda of the Democrats. Every bright, shiny thing that you see comes from the Democrats. And Ilhan Omar," Lauren Boebert spat, "is just a distraction from their policies," the congresswoman added. "They have to play the victim in some role, because their policies are destroying our country." Boebert continued. "From the invasion at our southern border, to the supply chain crisis, to the jobs crisis, the unemployment crisis, the unconstitutional medical mandates, our children that are bound in masks in schools, and so much more. Vaccine mandates probably coming to a school near you. And our frontline workers, who are now put in a position where they have to choose their livelihood, their career that they have had their entire lives, or an unconstitutional medical mandate. And so, this is all a distraction from their policies. Their policies are not working. But the question is, Alana, what kind of majority are we going to have? Are we going to have Mitt Romney's? Are we going to have Mitch McConnell's? Are we going to have Adam Kinzinger's and Liz Cheney's? No," Boebert added. "We need to have the Madison Cawthorns. We need the Jim Jordans. We need the Andy Biggs," the congresswoman affirmed. "We need more people who will stand firm in what they believe in, and who are principled. No one's looking for a perfect politician, that doesn't exist," Boebert said. "We're not looking for perfect, we're looking for principled. We're looking for someone who will put themselves second, and the people they were elected to serve, first." Watch the full interview below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.